was it's been a long time since we've been talking, and in fact it was before I went to Canada. It was over a month ago. All right, it seems that I have a relatively good connection over here, so we should be able to talk easily. Is there any topic that we're discussing now, or are we just doing some questions or something? We have questions. Okay, well, let's start with the first. Well, I'm at the farm, I can say that much. Yes, I'm at the farm. And it's very cool weather here. It's been very cool weather for the last 2 weeks. And last weekend we had our open house, and that was very successful, although still it was very rainy, and it's just about to rain again. And on Navaraja Mahima, I finished writing, and then I did the rewrite on some chapters, and then right now I'm going through chapters, putting in endnotes and references that I left out while writing, and then I have a few more appendices to write, maybe four or five, and then I have a lot of small things to do, like I have to finish up the map, I have to work with Krishna on all the artist, on all the drawings and the artistic things, and then we've sort of agreed that at latest after Janmashtami, then we'll start reading, and then we'll see how long that takes. Reading means that there are still minor things, minor adjustments to make as we go along, but anyway, then that's the end. That's the last thing to be done. And then in the meantime, we have other things. The latest sort of exciting thing in Hungary was the government changing the religious laws in Hungary. And that will... that's something similar to, I think, what happened in Russia also, that you had to reapply for your religious status. And then, as always, there's a lot of things going on. It's not that I'm just sitting and writing books, unfortunately. Okay, anything on from anybody else that they'd like to say or before we start?
I'm asking a question regarding what you have just told about the new law regarding religions in Hungary. So there are new laws regarding new religions and regarding traditional religions. So are there some changes regarding Krishna consciousness relating with that?
As I mentioned, that we have to re-register for our church status.
Towards attitude towards Krishna consciousness.
Well, their attitude is that we have to re-register. Did you get that? Anyway, let's continue. Yeah, are you asking it?
Krishna accepted the form of covered boys and cows, their qualities, and he perfectly took their spot. But he did not he did not manifest his usual form. He didn't play his flute. And Raja Vasi didn't know that all these cows and cowherd boys are Krishna. Why they felt such love to their...
So should we continue?
This question?
Yeah. I didn't get to read the other question completely. because I couldn't understand what he said. Go ahead, let's have it from the beginning.
The Krishna Brahma Vimohan Lila, Krishna become cowherd bulls and cows.
Right.
So he took their forms and their qualities, and he played their role perfectly. And the question is, in that condition, Krishna didn't reveal his form, he didn't play flute, he didn't reveal his pastimes, and he was not surrounded by his associates. And Raja inhabitants didn't know that this was Krishna, so why? They still were full of love to him.
Because he was Krishna. Because even though he looked like their children or their calves, he was Krishna, and therefore he attracted their love. Krishna attracts everyone's attention, whether he's visible or not. So he has an attractive nature, he has an attractive force, a shakti. Moreover, all of the qualities in their children that the Brajvasis saw reminded them more and more of Krishna. The mothers always used to think of how their children resemble Krishna in some way. But because that Krishna was now their children, that resemblance was even stronger because of Krishna's being actually within them. Just like, why are we attracted to each other? That's because Krishna's inside of you and Krishna's inside of me, and that's why we're attracted to each other. So if that happens for conditioned souls, then how much more will it actually happen for Krishna's associates? Any questions on that? Who asked it? That's all right, but it's not that... Okay. So... the reason that gopis are not attracted to Lord Narayan is because Lord Narayan is not manifesting the qualities of Krishna. It's not just that he's not manifesting his flute, he doesn't have the internal mood either. But Krishna had, in the cowherd boys and in the calves, Krishna manifests his internal mood as Krishna. So the attraction, it wasn't just based upon the externals, but it's also based upon the internal mood and exchange between Krishna and the devotees. So Lord Narayan doesn't have the internal bhav of Krishna, the internal mood. He's not in the mood of a cowherd boy, he's in the mood of Narayan. And that's why he doesn't attract the gopis. On the other hand, that doesn't mean that Narayan is not attractive to the gopis. They're not attracted to him as their beloved, but they're attracted to him as an object of worship. So because Lord Narayan manifests the mood, his godliness, so they're attracted to worship him. When Krishna is manifesting his mood as a cowherd boy, that then becomes attractive to the gopis. If Lord Narayan only manifests two arms and plays a flute, he still won't attract the gopis because he won't be in the mood of Raja Bhakti, and he'll be in the mood of being the Supreme Lord. And it's not that we should not think that Narayan is not attractive to the Brajbasis. He's just attractive to them in another way. He's attractive to them as their worshipable deity. That's why the Brajbasis are all Vaishnavas, they're worshippers of Lord Narayan. Anything further on that? Was that, that's all right? Lord Narayan took the form of Shankachuda and had intimate relationships with Tulsi. Even though looked perfectly like her husband, Tulsi could immediately recognize that this isn't actually my husband because he has a different mood. So these external things like Krishna's Venu, these are Udipan, these are impetus, but if the identity is not there, if the Bhav is not there, then they don't work on their own. Lord Narayan with a flute will not fool the gopis. Is that okay?
Yes, very much.
Okay, someone else?
It is on the 31st chapter of Nectar of Devotion. Signs of characteristics of ecstatic love are listed there. And an example given of Kamsa, who has hopeless love to Krishna. So it's written that Kamsa is an example of hopelessness.
Of what?
Which is also one of hopelessness. Which is also one of ecstatic symptoms of love. And why? Kamsa, who was antagonistic towards Krishna, he's given like an example of ecstatic love.
I can't, unless I see the reference, it's difficult, and I don't have it here, it's difficult for me to answer to the point. But generally, deep absorption in Krishna, in some way, even by non-devotees, is given as examples of ecstatic absorption. Even though the original mood of the person is antagonistic towards Krishna, the other symptoms like hopelessness and so on, then here, as it says, has a slight touch of attraction for Krishna. Therefore, it's considered to be a reflection of ecstatic love. It doesn't say that it's ecstatic love. It says it's a reflection of ecstatic love. So now I see what you're citing here, but what you're citing is not exactly what you asked. I can see what's written, and what is written is not what Krishna Priya asked. In other words, Krishna Priya asked why Kamsa has ecstatic love, but it doesn't say he has ecstatic love. It says he has a reflection.
Why Kamsa is given there as an example of ecstatic love towards Krishna, ecstatic love, but why there is such an example?
Yeah, he's an example of a reflection of ecstatic love. Because Rupa Goswami decided in his wisdom that this was a good example because it reflected variety. So he doesn't always use ecstatic love and different symptoms in relationship to gopis or cowherd men, but he talks about other types of devotees, and he also gives Kamsa as an example. And so we have variety in the description. All right, go ahead.
My understanding proper that in fact Kamsa didn't have any attraction which we can call loving attraction. Did he only?
That's what it says here, isn't it? That's what it says. So sometimes you don't have to give the direct thing, you give a hint of the thing. He's giving a hint, he's giving a reflection. If you see a reflection, then you should be able to understand what the original form is also. So if you taste a spoon of something, then you know what the whole thing tastes like. So Rupa Goswami is showing us what the reflection of it is. And if you understand what the reflection of love and hopelessness is, then you'll understand what love and hopelessness also is. Anything else? Okay. And then?
One more question that beginning devotees ask her, and she doesn't know the proper answer.
Okay.
We are called Vaishnavas. And we worship Krishna?
Because there's no difference between Krishna and Vishnu, and because we belong to the general branch of Vaishnavas, which includes all different forms of worshippers of Vishnu, just like Lord Ramachandra and Nrisimhadev, they're all Vaishnavas. And so we belong to the greater family of Vaishnavas, although, you know, sometimes we can be called Krishnites, but our overall faith is that, is of worshippers of Lord Vishnu and incarnations of Lord Vishnu. And the importance is that people understand that we belong to that worship of personal form of God, who generally, technically, is called Vishnu. It's the most general acceptance that all of these different branches of Vaishnavism accept. Everyone will accept that Ramachandra is Vishnu, that Krishna is Vishnu, and so on. And that way we have a general denomination. And then when people, and then everyone has their more specific gotra, their most specific lineage. So then when we want to be specific, then we're called Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, and that becomes a particular branch of Vaishnavism. It's just like the word Christian, anyone who follows Christ. And then there may be so many denominations. There may be Catholics and Protestants and Orthodox and Reformed and this and that. And so, but the general faith is Christianity. And in some ways we don't need to make an issue of who we are. We know who we are. Is that okay? Okay. What else?
Еще вопросы.
When is the Black Sea Festival going to take place?
Can you repeat it?
When is festival in Black Sea taking place? Festival.
Festival. Когда? Да, середина
точно. Uh-huh. So they do that in the middle of September. Interesting. Because usually it used to be later.
In the middle of September, and another starts in the end of September.
Oh, you're talking about the one in Ukraine at the middle of September? Uh-huh.
Ukrainian starts earlier.
Yeah. But the other one is still at the end. Okay. I'm just curious. This year I won't go anywhere.
No. Therefore you're asking.
No. I was asking because I thought that maybe the times had changed, but I don't have time to go anywhere right now until I finish this book, and then maybe next year, then that becomes a possibility. But I can't just leave when. Can't just leave when.
This is the 27th September.
Uh-huh.
This is the second one, which is in Russia.
Uh-huh.
And Ukrainian, I don't know.
No, Ukraine.
The festival starts 9th September.
That's right, because that's when the Ranjan Maharaj is going there, and it's just when we're having Rarastami. No, I wasn't. I wasn't planning to go, but that's what I heard. That I heard that it was shifted earlier, because usually it used to start in the beginning of October. And but anyway, hopefully things will be possible next year. And then then I'll have even books with me. Although I don't know how I'll take them there.
That's very good.
Before Gaur Purnima, no, after Gaur Purnima. At least that's. Yeah, in other words, what I said was that if I come before, then it's going to be very, very cold.
Be very cold?
Yeah, if I go there in January, it's going to be very cold. But if I go there in end of March or April, then it will be much better. I just need to look into airplane tickets going like that. So I won't go through Moscow on my way there, but I will go through on the way back.
Moscow?
No, just a few days.
Well, we could accept you in our community outside of the city, where several families of devotees live, and we hope that the house will be ready to accept you next year, and also to accept your disciples in nearby houses. It is beautiful nature here, and we could sing kirtan nicely here.
You mean to stay there at night? What about how far away is that from where the temple is?
The temple takes 40 minutes without traffic.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as Moscow is without traffic. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that as we get closer to the time. Sounds good. Any other topics? Well, five minutes, then I should go. Let's talk about when we should have the next meeting.
You sure?
My health? Well, I'm very tired because I haven't had a break in a few years. That's why I'm planning to go for a few weeks before GBC meeting and a month after GBC meeting, just to rest some. But otherwise, I'm okay. I will probably go somewhere else before, and then after, I'm not sure where I'll go after. Maybe I will go to Vrindavan, but I will be there for GBC meetings, and then Parikrama, and up till Gaur Purnima, and then after Gaur Purnima I will go. Okay, so next week, Thursday is not possible, Friday is not possible, but Saturday would be. No, that's what I'm saying. Thursday, Friday is no good for me, but Saturday is all right for me. Okay, so what about Monday, 8th? Monday the 8th? Yeah. My health? Well, I'm very tired because I haven't had a break in a few years. That's why I'm planning to go for a few weeks before GBC meeting and a month after GBC meeting, just to rest some. But otherwise, I'm okay. I will probably go somewhere else before, and then after, I'm not sure where I'll go after. Maybe I will go to Vrindavan, but I will be there for GBC meetings, and then Parikrama, and up till Gaur Purnima, and then after Gaur Purnima I will go. Okay, so next week, Thursday is not possible, Friday is not possible, but Saturday would be. No, that's what I'm saying. Thursday, Friday is no good for me, but Saturday is all right for me. Okay, so what about Monday, 8th? Monday the 8th? Yeah.